Hey everybody, Samian here. Before I get into the most popular post from my Twitter feed for the week, smash the like and post a comment to help the video get to other users. Thank you. So welcome to episode 2 of Memes of the Week. The first one shows you how feminism actually leads to outcomes of men no longer having any interest in interacting with women altogether. If you destroy the incentives for men to give women attention and resources, they simply won't, even though women believe that men will never stop simping. Once the interaction drops, then you'll see even more feminism. It's a positive feedback loop. More like a feeding tube that loops into the pie holes of plus-size ladies from their number 2 cavity. You can clearly see that from the obesity rates, which have tripled in America in only one generation. The second meme is of young Salma Hayek, and you'll know how old this photo is because it's grainy. The quote in this picture is actually by Friedrich Hayek, but would this have gotten as much attention if it didn't have Salma Hayek? I don't think so. The idea is to track people and educate them about money in general by using her as clickbait. Even if one man stopped to think for a moment about the inflation tax making us all poorer, then it's worth it. Number 3 is kind of creepy. 23-year-old woman trapped in the body of an 8-year-old woman. She's got some sort of condition. Her parents were also worried that she was going to attract a boyfriend that would be a pedo. There's a show where her parents question this guy that looks like a Chad about his interactions with their diminished daughter. Maybe one day when they have kids, she can go on OnlyFans and use the handle MiniMilf. But I'm sure that would be illegal given her body. Of course, it's perfectly fine when Shaq does it with his girlfriend. Then it's completely not creepy, even though the height ratio is about the same. Moving on, we have a woman that's probably joking about moving in back with her parents at the age of 33, so she can become a stay-at-home daughter. It sounds funny, but I know this is happening more and more as women end up all alone and childless. This one looks well on her way to wolfing down hot dogs and hamburgers with her hot dog fingers. Number 5 wins the Darwin Award. Her mother was deleted by the man in the picture. She forgave him and gave him a job in the same house where he ended his mother. Then he also ended her there as well. Women are attracted to men that do awful things, even if they end their mothers. This shows me that some women don't even have loyalty for them. Not to mention there's a good chance she virtue signaled herself to death. Next, we have singer Doja Cat, dressing up for Fashion Week in Paris. But what she should have done is held a bag of Red Hot Cheetos in her hand and received a sponsorship from that company, because we can all clearly see the uncanny resemblance. Number 7 shows a woman telling everyone that her Uber driver showed her a picture of her bumhole while they were driving together. She's wearing her face diaper, and I bet she was hoping that she wouldn't basically be recognized by the driver. That also just happens to go on OnlyFans. Well, at least she knows the money she spent on the Uber is probably going to come back to her through her online media muff empire. I think that the Patrick Bateman I added looking all disgusted is why this one got so many views. This one is Jessica Hernandez, the woman complaining about men staring at her at the gym, and it's making her uncomfortable. Yet at the same time, she's got a fan house account where she posts racy pictures of herself and special content requests. She shames so-called creepy men that stare at her in real life, but promotes herself to simps only that are willing to pay to stare at her. Hypocrite much. Moving on, we have another woman that might be getting ready to win a Darwin Award and pluck herself out of the gene pool like a potato. So we're supposed to stop eating meat and now also plants, according to her. So what do we have left to eat? After all, next time, some environmentalists will say that insects have feelings too. They'll probably want us to suckle from the vaccinated teats of cockroaches. When that becomes too problematic, they will just tell us to turn ourselves into mulch to help the planet as the ultimate act of virtue signaling. Number 10 shows us the dark side of war. You see a disabled and disposable Japanese veteran in WW2 Japan begging for money, while the American GIs that conquered the place, which are clearly much taller than him, take Japanese women as war brides. You know that if Japan had somehow conquered America, the same thing would be happening in reverse. The Japanese women look disgusted and ashamed as one of them walks on by with her boyfriend, Atomic Bomb Bob. Next, we have Rachel, an inmate, age 29 in federal prison. Yet she's still looking for love on a prison dating app. She says that she's laid back and enjoys a drama-free lifestyle. Of course she does. That's why she's probably in prison to begin with. Someone commented that women in prison look better than women on regular dating sites. And I commented because they probably have a more strict diet. But we all know it's because they work out more because they have to be able to fight off the trans women that try to make love to them in the shower without their permission. Anyways, here's Nicole, who's 22. But we all know that she looks more like 32, looking for a man with high standards. even though she's got a bun in the oven. You know that I'm fueling up my Ford ready to drive 27 miles to meet the mother-to-be of my dreams. Number 13 is an article, an old one, and I don't know why this one's become so popular. The idea that men have dating preferences, like not dating fat purple-haired freaks, and pregnant women is kind of dangerous. For who? I think it's dangerous for the women that are thinking of cutting themselves because no one loves them. Moving on to Mr. Bat-Trap himself, Robert Pattinson. People were asking other men what's stopping them from looking this good, and the unanimous answer from everyone was self-respect. It looks like the feminization of men continues unabated, and it's only a matter of time before AI and men look better than biological women. Number 15 is a woman that decided to go on a date with an ugly guy, thinking that she was doing him a favor or virtue signaling or something like that. But she ended up being left on her date and then ghosted. I wonder why. Maybe she weighed more than he thought by looking at her pictures. You can clearly see that she's hiding her neck and maybe everything else below. Our next woman decided to scam men out of food. She goes out on dates 6 days a week to save on food. I guess that's one way to fight inflation. The guys paying for her dinners, however, are experiencing simflation, because she's sucking their pocketbooks dry instead of something else. This wouldn't be possible without online dating, because then the word would get out that that woman was just fooling men for food, especially if she had a small social circle. Next, we have an obese 5-year-old that needs to be locked out of the kitchen. If they ever made a horror film, she would be perfect. Imagine her trying to carve you up like a turkey and then eat you. I don't think it's hard to imagine. Her mother should probably be charged with abuse because she should never have let her get to this size. Number 18, our favorite from last week, Megan Hall, is back again, being offered $10,000 to strip. Stay tuned next week to get the latest update. Number 19, we have another drag-maxing actor, Shia LaBeouf, who's absolutely unrecognizable. He was in Transformers, and if I had to give him a name fitting for a Decepticon, I'd call him Megatwat, even though he doesn't have one yet. He kind of looks like a cross between a Roman emperor and a medieval princess. Our next one's a really weird dating profile where a woman is looking for a man with both kidneys and O negative type blood. Is she looking for an organ donor for her dying boyfriend, perhaps? The simps are probably lining up to donate their spleens to this post-wall woman. Moving on, we have a big one. Gina Krasley dies at the age of 30. My condolences to the crematorium workers. I guess the last episode, if they hurry up before rigor mortis sets in, is my 600-pound death. Clown World continues with Miss Nevada, being a biological male and will compete for the title of Miss USA. It looks as though soon men will be the most beautiful women everywhere. Honk honk. Next, we have rapper Youngboy, impregnating two women at the same time. He's in prison right now, and it doesn't matter to women if they have to share him. He's got his looks, money, and status. And these women would rather be single mothers to somebody than married to a nobody. Number 24 is basically a post from an article saying that plus-size women are not attracted to overweight men. Women shouldn't have to settle with overweight men, but the double standard, of course, is that men should settle for plus-size women. They can't even say overweight women because that might trigger her to take down an entire party-sized pizza in the morning. Moving on, we have an image showing us just how remarkable fake-up can really be. Imagine going home after a day with the woman on the right and then waking up in the morning after smashing that pepperoni face on the left. You'd probably call the police because there's an intruder in your home and somebody kidnapped your date from last night. The final one is an oldie from about 5 years ago, with a guy that paid $10,000 to meet a woman he follows on OnlyFans for a night. Odds are there was also some sexy time going on here. And then a month later, she's on vacay with her boyfriend. I used to think that boyfriend, back when I first saw this, was getting a free vacation paid for by a simp. But now I realize the boyfriend is most likely being cucked by his girlfriend's clients. So they're both losers, it seems. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Once again, smash the like button and subscribe. If you can please send a donation, because I've been completely demonetized and I'm basically doing this for free, that would be great. But anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.